Okay, so I'm just gonna, at first I'll start with like summarizing the basic of the Sugya. I think everyone got the basics plus a lot more in the Sugya that this seems to be a machloi within the Sugya of Gris. It's clear from the Gemara that a Kesem talks to the Gris is Torah. The question is, number one, why? Is it because we're Toilu b'machloilis, or is it since it's not a Chazal, they had so many machloilis, Chazal weren't gozer, on less than that they made a shir. Just to go through, starting already from the Rishonim with the Mashmois is. A number of Rishonim, like the Ramban, the Rav, and the Rashba, all brought the din of Gris at the beginning of Hilchos Ksav, and not with the rest of Kleis, which is a Mashmois that it's a Tanai before you get to the first phase, before you even start dealing with the Kesem itself. If the Kesem blessed in the Shir, then there's nothing to talk about. So it's Mashmois that they're learning that it was a Loi Gozer. Mitzav Sheni, the Ravid, who's Machmer on Shachar, Bukhari the Svarim Machmer on Shachar is because you can't be told with Machalis, which is naturally a Tli, and not just a Shir. Because if it's a Shir, Lachayr, what's the difference with the color is? And as the Chutshani speaks out, it's Dochuk to say that Loi Gozu on Adam and Gozu on Shachar. It's not Mistaber, it's possible, but it's not Mistaber. So the Sidra Dvarim of those three Rishonim is Mashmer that it's. That it's the Lord God's through, however, the Ragged seems to be Shmikul Steer and Deep. Also, they all say, all these Rishonim also say that Nizdabu Magris Yosef God, Mashiach Bodhi, and that's certainly much easier to understand if you learn that it's a Shir. That for whatever reason, Chazal gave the Shir and Grissim and not in millimeters and not in buds. Chazal gave the Shir and Grissim, and whatever the Gris today is, that was the Shir of Chazal was Gris. Doesn't make a difference if the Gris is bigger or smaller, the Shir is Gris. It's certainly easier to understand if you learn that it is a Shir and not a Kliya. However, as the Chafosad, there's the Chamtzim, Marshal, Bach, Drisha, and Taz all say, that even if you do learn that it's a Kliya, you could still understand why we're going to go by the Shir, by the Gris on this down. Because for some reason, Kimu Lechazal, the buds got bigger to them. Fine, but if we're going to go. Who spoke it out? Chacham Tzvi, Marshal, Bach, Drisha, Taz, the way of quoting Marshal. So it is a fine understanding. Lemaisa, all those Echayim, Lechayra, Mucha, that they're learning, it's a plea, because otherwise, why would this is Lechayra, Dacha, Pika, Pshan? Lechayra is about the simplest thing to say, it's just it's not the Shir. The Shir got bigger. Those are very removal, they learn it's a Kliya, but I think that Poshet Avon and the Rishonim is much more Poshet if you learn that it's a Legos. The Ben Yeruchim also brings the din of Nizdamin, which is also Lucharya Machmo, that it's a Shir. And,
Ben
Yandel, what?
Ben Yeruchim.
The Shulki Dibarim learns Vedasa Smag and the Smak. Also, that it's the Mashmois. The MS is, I was very nostalgic because the Smag, the Smak, the Maram Mirottenberg, the Martch, the Sharidura, and the Meiri, all these are interesting washing. They all more or less say that if you have what to be told, if she was Hocha B'Shuk Shal Tabachim, or if she was Miss Aska B'Tzom, or if you have any of those good pleas, good, so you're told. And if you don't have any of those pleas, so you can still fall back on possibly good to be told in Bahá'ís. So, is it Mashmud that it's a plea, and it's just that it has a Milo that it's you're told in it even though you don't know you were Hargo, unlike the other things which you have to know you were Hocha B'Shuk Shal Tabachim and Miss Asik in them? But really, it's only dine kliya. Or are they saying that even if you don't have a kliya, but you can fall back on the shir? And the chayr should really be the other way. If it's a shir, you should first look at the shir. I was very nostalgic. I was what that lashon, what the mashmois of the lashon is. The shulti gibayim brings the smag and smak of muchaf that it's a kliya. That's a like gospel. That's the shulti gibayim on the smag and smak. The im came the chayr that would be pshat. The other rishayim would be the same lashon. I wasn't so convinced. I thought the Lashon was a shtickle mashmur more than it was a plea. But, okay, diukim or diukim, you make what you can make out of them. They'll only get you so far. Halacha Maisa, we're going to have to see what the Pesach said. But just starting to see how the what seems the basic Havon and the Rishayim was. The Riaz is Mefurish, the Lashon of Lo Yigazru, similar to what the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch say. And he also, as Tur and Shulchan Aruch, also uses the words Teilim B'Macharis. Because I guess originally, as I was going through the Rishayim, I'm noticing that almost every single Rishon uses the word Teilim B'Macharis. So it's not really it's a Pli, and that is the Gemara says Teilim B'Macharis. But it's Mula from the Riaz and Lomaisa from the Tur and Shulchan Aruch. That the words Le'gazu and Teilim are not a contradiction. They can be used together, and you'll just say that they say Teilim is they're explaining the Makar of the Le'gazu, and they're not saying that Le'maisa is not as a clear. So L'chayim, that Loshen, you can't be medactic. You can't be medayic. What? That what? It's a little harder than the other one. Why do they use the Lashon of Le'gazru? If it's a regular Kriya, why do they say Le'gazru? You want to say Le'gazru just means you're telling even though you don't know you did it. They were Chadish in Lashon of Le'gazru.
The Sifat
Tyre and
the Kriya places
aren't
the Shulchan
Aruch. The what? That it's Le'gazru. No, that it's Kriya, even though he says Le'gazru. Oh, where is it?
The
crazy
place he...
Because he puts it in the Lashon of
And the Sidra Tara says that, in the Sidra Tara and Sidkot Zamapala says that he brings from Rashi, that he goes to start but against the Nilus Lagadez with Leo. But he says, just like Rashi and Hayamal says, well, it goes through. And he started off saying with this Leo. So,
okay. So again, do you can only get you a little bit, you know? Who's Mashmali Mirishen? It's a Tliya, you raise this Spanish. Yireyim's Vismedesh Lechari, of course, living as a Tliya. That Lechari you can't get out of. Which is Yireyim and the Maril and some Reish is worth. If anyone knows Lil Jishis, he knows that there's a big Machlaikis Macharnim, that the some Reish is reliable, certainly not. The Sefer Eshkol clearly was living. The Sefer Eshkol on Shachar and Ben Zvek. These Rishonim, the Svedish and the Uraim will all say you cannot be Toiler in a gris and you have to go by the Machalus and Nimtza are clearly learning it's a Pli and not a Shir. The Rekech and Rebbe Yeruchim, I'm not clear. Also, the Trumas Adashim, Trumas Adashim talks about expressing the first 3 days. We didn't read yet that in Shiva Nakim, in Ramad, in Ashkenazi Rishonim, are much more machmir in the first 3 days of Shiva Nakim. You can't make any clear step. And the Truma Zedashin says, so what's going to be if the Katsim is, if you find a Katsim Pachas in Gris during the first 3 days of Shiva Nakim? So are you going to be Mutame that? He says, you can't be, because as the Gemara tells us, Ve'ein Lechol Mitu, Mitu Shem Be'Habe Tipi Dorin Machayos, and no way you'll ever get through Shiva Nakim if you're going to tell us the first 2 days have to be Torah even from tiny drops. Because it's impossible. Everybody has drops on their sheets. He could have said a simpler thing. He could have said a much simpler tarot. It is. They won't glaze their tumor. It's garnish. It's not a kesimah. He had to come on to saying, because it's impossible, it's a shikul mashu to a sedesh and learn that it's
clear. Maybe
the
recess for
Shimon
Kim is different.
You
don't have to guess.
We'll see when we get to Lachara. Lachara, that would not be true. Lachara already resists Shimon Kim. It has to be something that would be talk.
What about his season of
what?
You just said it must be the transition. We do the transition stands in sleep rather than like that. He's going to look at you, say, look at you. Also, it's sleep. Just say, here, it's the place. The storm that came from. The storm that came from.
But during the other Hagufer, give a shloshi yama mishayim when you don't make clears. That's what he's coming to say. He's bothered. We have a klal shloshi yama mishayim and we don't make clears. So what's going to be with pachas mikagris, which is a clear? And then he answers, Elochayim, this plea is muchach. Based on that Trumas Adashim, this is really a Kutzavi Vosu, but based on that Trumas Adashim, the Ramah understands that who Adin is going to be if she is a Makabah, Isay Makam, it's Vadai Moitzi Dam. So it's impossible for her to avoid such a Makabah. So that's also the impossible situation, and that will also be, you'll be able to be Toyo Shleshi Yom Yishayim. Because he takes out the Trumas Adashim, so saying there's an impossible situation, you're Toyo even Shleshi Yom Yishayim. So clearly learning it's only Dine Kli in the Trumas Adashim. If you learn that it's absolutely Gozu, then the Trumas Adashim is Kashi, the voice start and his parents is unnecessary. Fine. So that was the Rishayim. But the mice and the Rishayim, other than the Iranians, this Medrash, which is a mute to the mute in Allah, mice, it certainly seems that there are a lot of diukim, not necessarily mukhrachim, but the Rishayim are saying that it's the way it goes. But then let's see, well, Allah mice, we have to see how the Achrayim and the Pais can say. So the mice is, as we mentioned before, the Achrayim who explain. To explain the svar of this damel with gris yisur gadol mishum that it indicates that the machilas are bigger, which was again the chachatzi bach marshal prisha the taz luchar muchas the building it's a plea. Chavas das in a number of cases mugar he's building it's a plea because the chavas das number one paskins the value gufus tamei in talks in gris. Number two, if you have a kesem that is a mixture of maris tahiris and maris tmeis, and the maris tmeis are pachas in the gris, but the maris tahiris are larger than the gris, he's metame in that case, because it's mucha, it's mikufa, and therefore it takes off the whole kula of pachas in the gris on the maritah. The whole hatu, maybe it's a machailas, but I see this from machailas, because the maritah is not the mikufa. And it's the same mechanism, it's in the same sifkat mechanism das, when he also says, on the case where you have a kesem that goes on a white beggar that goes over a stripe, that he says the part that's on the stripe is also mitzaref to the entire shiur, because it's obviously not from a machayos. So again, the chanaz das seems to be learning the whole shayla here, is it from a machayos or is it not from a machayos? Once I know, however I know that this kesem is not coming from a machayos, so then, it's going to be tamei. You don't need a shear in the maritama. And you don't need a shear on the begged love. So the Chayitz Kloy the Chavaz Das is learning that it is a fliya and not a regos. The Kiva Eger passes as does the Sivir Tara, like the Ravid, the Kesem Shofar is tamei with the Kolshu. And the Chayitz also, the explanation there has to be because the whole Hatcher Poxmi Gris is because I'm Tayla B'machaylis. Since Shachar, you can't be Tayla B'machaylis. So now, there's no reason to be made on a Poxmi Gris. Which again is understanding that the Poxmi Gris is not a Shear, but rather a Kliya. In addition to that, Nakudin, the Siddhi Tara, which is Machmer on Shachar, the Siddhi Tara also is Machmer L'maisa Pashtas on Nitzar. And you have a thick quantity of blood. That if you'd spread it out, it would come out more than a gris. So that Sidri Tara, even though his first impression was that it's Pasha, it should be Mutter, but in the end he was made to be Machmer on it. And Lachar again, the one of that is because the dam can't come from a Machailas. Machailas could not create so much blood. So you don't have the Kli of a Machailas, therefore you have to be Machmer on it, which would seem to indicate that it's at least Choshish is a Kli. Also, the Sidri Tara is Machmer Kufpe Gimon, but Kesem Vadani Gufa, that it doesn't need a gris. Which again, lechayr is because there's no kli b'machayos, and if you don't have a kli b'machayos, there's no reason to be making on pachas nigris. The lechem simu's machmor for the yirei is obviously going that it's a kli and not a legazru. The same thing would apply to Shlomo Kluger and the Rav Ta'alim, who both are machmor for the yirei, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Be'er Moish, the Parshas Maimonim. A machmor and shachar, again, like we mentioned in the Sidri Tara and the Kiva Eger, and also the Shekhar Levi from the Kray. So there seems to be quite a number of Achrayim who seem to be noted that it isn't Dine Kliya. Mitzad Sheni is. We had the Mil Tzedakah, Lechsin Seifer, Mufur said that it's a Leigazer, it's not a Kliya. In addition, we had in Kufpe Gimel the Tereshlam and Reshlavram. Who else did we have?
Did we
indict
both of them that it's also
Shtigl Tzvi? I'll get back to that. Okay, good point, I'll get back to it. The Teresh Lamim and the Mil Tzedak is Mufurish also in Kupi Gimel, that they're learning that it's a Loigaz, and therefore even Vadani Gufa Pachni Gris is Tar. So clear this, they hold that way, there's Nesh Avram, who's Mekul on a white marrow with a red ring around it. The Chamtzi is Mekel on Godu, even though he. The Mice of the Siddur Tara is Mekel when you have a Kesem Lavan that has some relevance. So this, and the emes is the Siddhei Tara. You go to the Siddhei Tara, goes back into the spheres of Chazaras and the Siddhei Tara. Siddhei Tara seems to have been not clear what it was. He seems to have been Chayshish for Pliya sometimes, and sometimes he seems to have thought it was late. Gozru, so the Siddhei Tara is not clear.
Where do you see him saying that?
Well, number one is his Muskel Rishon by the case of Damshin Yitzhar. His first impression was that it's Pashi, but also Ra'i Siddhei Amari, how it comes to the Ra.
The whole thing he was going against him is that
And Chanan, then why was it so poshut to him to go the way it comes? It can't be from a machalos. If you have a thick glob of blood, it can't be a machalos. What was its tzad?
Maybe you look at it as if it's spread out. If it's spread out, then it's more than a gris.
But what's the difference, more or less than a gris? It can't be a machalos. I don't have a clear machalos. Once you have such a quantity of blood, I've lost it. The clear of machalos, how can you possibly make with such a thing if you're wearing it's a clear?
Even if it's thick blood?
Because that nekud is not that way. Also, on the Milstrucker's case, where you have a kesem that was maritoher more than a gris, and mixed in with that was a maritome that's less than a gris, so Siddhi Tara is makel in that case. Now, Lechayr, if you learn that it's a kliya, what's the kliya here? The maritoher of Bade can be gufa. It's too big to come from machalos, and machalos don't have maritohers. And if it's ki'ulu avada migufa, and part of it's tame, so you don't have a kli of a machilis, and a few of the Siddhi Tara is mekel. We'll get back to Mil Tzedaka on that, but the Siddhi Tara, it seems to be that because it's a loygod, the ikr svarim man mounts in such a case, and you should loygod, and that's not the Mil Tzedaka that Etzim is giving.
Where is that Siddhi
Tara? I don't know if you were cotton it is. I have to look at my notes. See if I can find it quickly. I have written down the Siddhi Tara section. I don't remember what it was.
Is there a
Kibbikr that talks about Shachar and Nermis Yitzhak Kliya? Anyone who's Matami Shachar, Papas, and Gris, I'll attach this as one of the Kliya.
Yeah, I saw the breakdown of the Kibbikr, the balance of the shear of Gris, is not
enough,
is not
enough. Okay, it's a Mashallah, nice, and it's Ismish. Okay, there could be serious in the beginning. Most of the early Achrayim I did not find, but it's possible. What? Okay. I didn't see that in the
beginning.
Okay.
What? It's
a Also, there's a Rashash, it's much more clear. The view says it's Rashash, the back of the Gemara, it's Mufurish, it's the Zvan Azeh, the entire, by Shir Machoyles, by Shir Gris, is Mukhaf, that it's a Legos. In fact, the person is Manzeh. I think the Orphan are also much more that way. And the Shevon Meshav, Shuv Me'avo. Okay, then we start getting into problems. Let's say the Orcha Shulchan is Mekul and Nitzer and Shacho, which is much more. It's a like Gazu, but there's Prat Rav HaShulchan. The Gizvash is Mekel on Shachar. Prat is Mekel on Shachar. Divrei Yatzah is Mekel on Shachar. Divrei Malkiel is also before it's a like Gazu. So the kid says it seems to be a huge Machaik is Nachar. But the one thing we have is, the one thing that started, I was at least happy in the beginning is, so now let's talk more Svars. Now we went to names, let's talk Svars. Pashtus is, it's Tubis Matish, it's Toshin Havonah, and what happened after Chazal said that? What happened? What did Chazal say? Did Chazal say it's an easier plea, or did Chazal take off the whole Gzeirah on Pachas Mikras? Now, Mukhayra, there would be a lot of Nafkaminas to that day. Just a quick list, I put off the top of my head, if anyone has other Nafkaminas, remind me. Number one, the Pashtun Nafkaminas is Bizmanazeh. Bizmanazeh, whatever Machayusim we have are much smaller than the 18, 20 millimeters, and Bechlau, today we don't have a massive of Ein Luchayutim to Beloi Tipidam Machayus. So L'chayr, if you're living at the Kliya Bizmanazeh, there should be no Machayim to be tailored at all by Loi Harga, and even a Harga, I saw in the 6 millimeters is the maximum you get out of the
Bizmanazeh.
What?
Yeah.
That gris
is not the
sheer
blood
out of
one
makor. Yeah, okay, but nobody says, nobody wears a dog. So, hey, anyways, being the town of Israel, except for the
Lechem.
Who?
Shaul's not
down the city. He wasn't there when he was there. So, the number one that means Israel, we'll hire anybody, which is everybody. Every one of the places who passes it, Bizman Hazeh, anything less than 18 millimeters is Tarm and Minad Din, Bukhari is Bukhari for passing it, it's a leg also. Bukhari. Additionally, it's.
Just wondering, is that necessarily granted that Makalot are assuming that Shkiyah by us?
Yeah.
Well, we can't be absolutely sure there aren't any.
No, but that's not going to be, I mean, Aliyah is absolutely not. Aliyah she's not absolutely sure she didn't walk Shuk Shal Tabachim, but we're not going to be telling Shuk Shal Tabachim. The whole reason Machilas was better than Shuk Shal Tabachim and the other Kliyas was because it was so Motsu. But Bizmanas, they're not so Motsu, it shouldn't be worse than she has. She has to know she killed the Machilas. And even if she knows she killed the Machilas, or not more than 6 millimeters. So that's Lachar number one. Number two would be. The case of Shachar. Pashtus, Shachar should be an afkamina whether you learn it. If you learn it's a Kliya, so then I understand very well why you're going to be Metame, Pox, and Gris, and Shachar. Hagam that I could hear about Mubi Chalak on that also. Because many Rishayim and Tabgah is not interested in the list of things. But there are many Rishayim. Well, let's just read quickly. I found the Rambam, Ra'avon, Rekeach, Sefer Trua, Smag, Maram Rottenberg, Motcha, Sharidura, Ni'iri, all say that Machayos includes Paroishi, which are black, which have black. So they're learning the Loi Gozru, well, the Tzidat helps with the Loi Gozru, what?
That's
going to
make the learn
of the Gemara. You're looking at
the
Gemara.
Do you
think of Paroishi also? You think of Pishpish. They're learning that Paroishi are Machayos.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says very simply, I probably don't even see the Gemara so much, but there's a difference between Machayos Shal Rosh and Machayos Shal Guf. Machayos Shal Rosh is Mamish Red, Machayos Shal Guf isn't Mamish Red. The Aruch HaShulchan says Machayos Shal Rosh are Weiss, are Kinim, Machayos Shal Guf are Paroishi, and Machayos Shal Rosh are Red, Machayos Shal Guf are Black, and they're both Machayos. So if you learn that they're both, Paroishim are also included in Machayos, then the Pashtun that was included in Zer. If you're learning it's a Kliya, so then Paroishim certainly today are not Motsu either. And even there it seems questionable. A lot of them say, if Paroishim would be as Motsu as Kenan, so then you could also be Taylor. But it seems that Paroishim were not necessarily as Motsu as Machayos.
That everyone would be with
it. That'd be part of the Metzius. That should be part of the Metzius, right. Anyone who's metame shocha pox and gris luchara has to be. Where they're going to give it to you. Put this the other way. Anyone who's metahir shocha pox and gris luchara bechreach is coming, even when it's not motzi, parish aren't motzi, there's luchara bechreach coming from a legos. Anyone who's metahir shocha pox and gris coming from a legos. Someone who's metame shocha pox and gris could either be coming from Flea, and it's not motzi, or he's coming from.
Okay,
the other way, right?
Well, that side could be.
or he's coming that it's like Gozu bread, but like Gozu is only on Kedem and not on Parash, not like Gozu Shai. Fine. So it's not someone who answers Shachar is not Muchak if he holds it to like Gozu, or it's a Tliya, but someone who's Metayer Shachar is Muchak if he holds it to like Gozu. Now, look, this is L'chayr, but we may play with this later. L'chayr and Kuf Pekin, what?
We said already in the writing,
just when we're
showing
to say a spur, Chalak, it's not. Yeah, now they get, because he's saying what? To say that they were, though Gozu and Adar, they were Gozu and Shachar, it's not Mestam. But if, yeah, okay, but what do you mean by the Rosh Hashanah, he's Mechal. So what are you going to say? What was his spur? According to the not everyone agreed with the Chodshan. Chodshan is the Svar. I hear the Chodshan is Svar very well, but according to that, everyone agreed with the Svar. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to say what it's not Muach. I mean, I think it's Nistam that any of those Mitame, Shachar, Foxen, just told it's a Tria. But you could be mad and say it's not Muach. Vadani Gufa, Luchayra Pashtus, anyone who's Mitame, Vadani Gufa, Kufte, Gemo, Dehainu, Tesu, Tesu, Sidetara. Many other Achrayim, Luchar is Luchar, they hold it to Tliya. Because what's the Vadim Guf means? You can't be telling Machilas once you build Machilas and you lose your Kula Pachsni Gris. The problem with saying that is that we're going to have a lot of steers in all the Haikid of Pachsni. And some of them previous Pachsni. Like most of it, it's interesting that the previous Dairs are pretty consistent. The Tzlok is Mekul there is Mekul here. The Chavazdas is in the Tarot Machmer, there are Machmer here. The early Achrayim, they're pretty consistent. The Haidig Acharyim, Lucharyi not at all. Rei Rubu, the Haidig Acharyim are Machma, not any Gufa, and all of them are Mekul Bizman of Zed to be Tayla to 18 millimeters.
Could that just be because they're going to Mufasa,
right?
In both places? In fact, I got
it
this theory, but we have no choice.
It's very strange thing to do. That would mean that the Acharyim are passing without thinking about what
they're
saying.
Well, they're Mekul because someone.
So they're being Mekul by not any Gufa. In other words, why can't we say, I would say, in Kufari Seter, Mukhayra one could say, you could argue if you want, but I think one could very easily argue, that Roy Rubin Acharyim in Kufari Seter, Paskin, that it is a Roy Gosra. And Mukhayra, it's Mukha from the fact that not everybody except the Lechem Simla, basically, and the Lechem Simla, the Troy Kugra, and the Rav Talim, say that Bizmanazah, you can be titled up till whatever the Shear of Gris is. So 98% of the Acharyim are passing the Bismanazi can be tailored in its sheer grace. Because of my Gosu.
There are those who try to
halak
that even the grace
of. I'll get to this. Being Mechalak will be my bad. I'm saying Lucharit's Kivan saying Lucharit. You want to be Mechalak between Vadim and Gufa and. What are you going to say, Chalakim?
Not necessarily Vadim and Gufa. Yeah.
Okay, I'll get there. There's a Mokhavi Mechalak. I'm not going to make all the points in the title. But the Vaila, I'm starting with Alpi Pashtus. Alpi Pashtus is, it should be a steer to say that Bizmana Zed, you can be Metayer something more than, less than 18 millimeters, up to 18 millimeters, and to say that Avadani Guf is Tama. Mukharit should be a steer, but almost all the Hagdika points can do it. And we don't want to not make them into the title, so we will have to find Yiddish from it. And we will, but it's sure. The next document is when you have, as I mentioned, a white sheet with a colored stripe on it. If you can be mitzaref what's on the colored stripe or not. Chavaz Das is Metayer Machmer, and Mitz Dokin is better than everybody else from it. Amekel. Everybody else talks about it. Also, the case of when part of the Mara was a Maritar and part of it is a Maritome, that case also. Great Rubach, a Mekel in that case. So these two cases, together with Bizman Azel, Luchari, you have a great book. So what I wanted, like just going back, sorry, I got a little distracted there. Yeah, but Luchari, take those three cases. The case of, what do you do Bizman Azel? The case of a Kasim that is Be'ikr Maratar with a small amount of Dam Tomei. And the case of a Kasim that goes over a colored stripe. In those three cases, Roiv, Ruba, the person we talk about the cases, are all Mekel. So if you can say now, I have Roiv, Ruba, the person of Acharinim, are Be'achreich saying what goes through. So then I should be able to turn back to Kuf Pei Gimel and say that a Kasim Vadeni Gufa It's also totally in the same machlokes. And I have made a little bit of place in one time, and they look. I should be making there also. So I would have liked the kind of the sugya saying that I don't care what the Heidegger person say. The Heidegger person must not have been thinking when they learned the sugya. They might, didn't make the tzushta from Kupay Gimel the Kuftadi, missed the boat, and we're going to be making on Vada Migufa also. At the end of the day, I'm not going to come out quite that bold. One of the Nafkimina which meant also previously was Nitzra, we thick blood. And again, I think that most places they go by how it comes in front of the Rav. So now let's try to be Asher the Steers. So the first one I think I saw, there's a problem. So the Chochani wants to make some kind of a chiluk, which I'm not 100%, I can't say I understand 100%. He wants to say by vada migufa there it's e etchiruv come from a machayos. So now there's be'emes since he's saying we pass in the Chazal said loygozer. But when did they say loygozer? They only said that when it's impossible to come from a machayos. When it's not likely to come from machayos. When it's not likely it was from machayos, but there's a slight chance. So then Chazal said, "Lo gozer is going to be tar, even though it's not misaber, it's less misaber than usual even. But there, like, look, it's not motzi, but like, even if it's not motzi, even bizman hazel moshel, where it's not likely to come from machilas, but it is physically possible to come from machilas. So on that, lo gozer will be mitar bizman hazel. However, by kinua boisei mokoi, by bada yigufa, where it's mamish iefsher, because kinu lechazal boisei mokoi bodu kweitz on machilas." So then we're going to say that it's tov, that it's tov, it will be machmir. And I understand Kitzan to say he's right, because I don't really understand the chiluk, why you're going to say, if loy goes, it's loy goes. But what I say is, the milk tzedaka seems to be united that way, because the milk tzedaka, after going through the whole shtick of loy gozu, comes back and says on the case of the marer tor with a little bit of dam on it, and he says, because it's always, there is that distant possibility that a machilas gets smushed into the maratar and then spread out to the sides, and it looks like it all came together, but really only got mixed in afterwards. So why does he have to bring that in? If it's loy gazru, so maybe even if it's a 0% chance. And really that's what it was mukhuchli. That's a number of machilas said, even 0%. The milzdoka doesn't say that. Milzdoka has to come up with some possibility where the dam did come from the machayos. So it seems that the notes of is saying even in the way Gazru, but there still has to be an epic chance for a clear. That means, well, and even in the some cipher, you could also maybe say, like, the some cipher opens himself up to problems as Ramosha's Ma'ir. Why does he have to come on to the Tatar? The Tatar isn't again his mother's son. The some cipher wasn't 100% satisfied either just saying way Gazru. He seems to be saying this mother was Tatar's. That there would have been a problem. So, and then you would have needed a clear, a real clear, you would have needed at least a partial clear. So it sounds like we're also opening himself up for problems. The Rashi doesn't seem to learn that way though. The Chalka, those who ask on the, sometimes there's a number who ask on that subsite. I did find afterwards. They also, there's a number of Acharim who were Chalka on that subsite and hold it even a B'dik Beit Shein above it is going to be problem. Because that's also a condition. If it's Lay Gazru, so what's this Chalka of subsite? The Maizi, it has a din of a kasim. So why is it some sort of math one of the Kabbalah and so that would, but the problem that I don't understand, what is the svar of the, so I imagine that the Milzok maybe agrees with the Chutshani, and the Chasavzai maybe would agree with him, but I still don't understand the svar of why.
Did the Rachmanin talk about the case of Ejjin
and there are a number of Rachmanin who are chiluk fairish from the next itself. Even that case is going to be taught. And then Zalat and bring them to the cipher. For that, just to take that one step back, I saw that the
if we say that it's Legozu, so why let's say that aid we wouldn't say also Legozu?
That's what I'm saying.
Also an aid should
Higher Abed should also be Legozu. So what is this chiluk of some cipher?
The aid Baduk itself even.
A bodok, no, a bodok, then it's vada migufa, and then we have, as we said previously, there's a sophic or vada hagosha. So that's the shayla, then it's the rice, and it's like.
If it's totally on the possibility.
Yeah.
That's saying that the Siddhartha and the
Christian places. So we are only talking where it's valid in Google without any possibility of Tliya.
If there's a possibility of Tliya, then we're not going to do that talk.
For example, on Vegas.
Right. And Reb Moshe speaks that out of a favor. Reb Moshe takes it to the extreme. Reb Moshe, see, some bring Reb Moshe to be Mekor Kasavat Nigufa. It isn't really true. Reb Moshe's mashmah of Be'etzim is he holds like the crazy places that Kasavat Nigufa would be Tomei. He just holds it's basically impossible. Because Reb Moshe says it's impossible to touch Eisei Mokum without touching anywhere around it, and the area around Eisei Mokum is not Bodo Ketzel Machayis.
That's cool.
So he says, so Rabbi is saying, practically speaking, you'll never have, he's taking a very strict definition of Vavi Nigufa, and saying, practically speaking, you'll never have it. But theoretically, if I had a Kesem Vavi Nigufa, Rabbi is not saying, I'm going to be Matar at Meshom Shalai Gazru. Rabbi is simply saying, if you... If it's mamish miyad achamir
aglan. Right,
well,
let's say it's not exactly miyad. So isn't that where he says that it's shayach that she comes in with who's the awesome uncle? Pretty much it's impossible to be in Samson.
He basically says it's impossible. Basically says it's not shayach. He says even if she says she did it, he says zikhar she was wiping herself Samson, she was davka trying to wipe that thing. He says even if she tried to do davka touch I said makam. And even if she tells me I was careful, I know I only touched Eisei Mokum, he says there's no nevelness. Because it's not Shaka. It's before we said Reb Moshe. So, but in theory, Reb Moshe seems to be saying that it's not just the Lo Yigazru. The Luya Tzur, I would have a case where she first covered everywhere else with a plastic bag and just made a hole in the bag to make it Eisei Mokum or whatever. If you had some weird case like that, then Reb Moshe would say, Bukhari is a crazy place. He's going to be talking about it. But the diaphragm case, right? Rabbi's Ramesh does say that by the case of the diaphragm. Ramesh says if only you need a diaphragm inside the Eisei Mokum, so then it is impossible it came from anywhere other than inside. So then he says only if you can say that maybe she scratched herself putting on or taking off the diaphragm, then you can be playing with the Demacha, but otherwise, the Machanami will be talking with Mashal. Because Ramesh is really passing in Mukhaya that in that extreme case, we're not going to say what it goes with.
Again,
the relation is stark, that it's a way it goes, and it's not a clear. But if you have a case that's absolutely impossible to come from anywhere else, then we're not going to fall back on the way it goes. So Ramesh says, Maharaya, yes, that even if you say way it goes, but you still need somehow to bring in the parish of clear.
What
right, like the Chuchani Svar. Exactly. Moshe seems to be saying, so there's still, I still haven't gotten the point of explaining what's the Havada about it. We're still missing. So now we have a lot of writers that must be Pshat. And in came now, so somehow it's then that was no Stiro. And there are a lot of Achrayim. We have the Shulchan Aharav, the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Chayyadim, all are Machra by Vada Migufa, and all are clearly learning by our Sugya that it's a Legosu. So, and they are the, by the Ligra Achrayim.
And
the crazy
place in
Kofikimo,
it's in the
Tarot,
I'm not talking about
if you're
in
Shigan or
Kiwan.
If you're in Shigan or Begad, but also. Okay. When crazy place in Oslo Khair is consistent, then he's living as a Khair. But, okay, actually, I don't. But Begad is a step less, yeah. So now we have a Pesach to say that an Akhir is Mekel in all of the cases basically that came up in Kofitsadi. And as machmer in the case of Kufi Gimel of Kesem Adli Gufa, it's muchach, but somehow it's not a steer. But we have to understand why now. So now I say Rav Moshe Matzur Kark says, and I it was a story that had to grow on me. When I first heard it, I can't say I liked it as much, but as I thought about it and thought about it, I'm starting to like it much better. He says, I told half the color already, but shy. Okay. It's still a good chazer. He says a story like this. He says that when you have... We have back to sugyas. Let's go back to sugyas. I together, I'm going to say, look at his man. As he said that in the Gemara, there were two separate drashas to be memayit, something from being tamei midaraisa. There's Rabbi Kiva's drasha of Dam Lekes, and there's Shmuel's drasha of Avchitarnish. So he says, in the case, and almost all the Acharyim seem to explain that the Rabbi Kiva's drasha what makes something dam or kesem is vada miguf or not vada miguf. So the Kiva is saying if it's vada miguf, then it's dam. If it's not vada miguf, it's a kesem. And Shmuel is saying even if it's vada miguf, it has been dam. If there's no agosha, it's still going to be only drabon. Now all of the cases. So now Rav Moshe Machakar explains when is it that Chazal said that they weren't geyser on pachas migris? That's on a kesem. And when they said kesem, lo yigozer al kesem, they meant that b'diktuk, like Rabbi Akiva said, dam b'lo kesem. But something that's not vada migufa, on that Chazal said that lo yigozer al pachas migris. And therefore, all the cases in Kuf Tzadi, basically, the hainu, let's go back, shachar, and when a chelik of the mara was lavan, was maratar, and when it was on, went over a stripe on a bag in a colored stripe, and if it was nizdam al and it was nizdam al gris yaser godel, and on the cases on bismanas there, and on damshin nitzar, all those cases are not vada miguch. All those cases, Rabbi Akiva will be reminded nizdam al kesem. On all those cases, when Chazal would goyzer a kesem keneged the drasha deraisa, Rabbi Akiva, they said if it's less than a gris, the gzeir doesn't start bichlam. However, in the case of vada miguch of kufpei gimel, there, the Kiva's drasha doesn't apply, since it's vada miguf, it is dam. And l'chayr, you can assume that that's also the havag in the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer says a b'dika be'ed she'ein a bodok, hagam that it's not mamash vada miguf because the aid was ein a bodok, but since she found the dam b'toich oisei makar, that could also be, at least the fee of Chassam Sofer, is considered dam, is also dam v'loi kesef. So what? So what's the reason it's not there? I said there. So what?
Should
be because the
that's
why he said she found something to be titled Yalom. So why? So just it's Shmuel's Josh, that's Rabbi Akiva's Josh.
Should be
Mitzvah Rabbi Akiva's. So somehow the sense of also going back to Rabbi Akiva's Josh. Maybe he's not learning Rabbi Akiva's Josh as the Ma'ay Vad Migufa. Like the Vina Sod, maybe all the different Pshat Rabbi Akiva's Drasha, but he's going back to Rabbi Akiva's Drasha. In other words, however the Chassam Sofer learned, and we'll have to wait till Siflam and Gimel to get there, but however the Chassam Sofer learned the mute deraisa of Eid She'in Eibotim, we'll hear it from Rabbi Akiva's Drasha. Kesem Vadei Nigufa.
That's a problem.
It's a problem. Okay, that'll be a problem. That'll be a problem. She has to say it. So that's something I'm not sure if it'll help for. But the hope of in Vada Migufa, the Mi Bukhar is not from Rabbi Akiva's Josh, the Mi is from Shmuel. And on Shmuel, that the Chazal of Geiz, even below her Gosha, on that I don't find that they said, Loi Gosha, don't talk to me Gris. That could be Chazal only said with a Tchila. So then in Mela, I have a Havon and why to be Machalik between the Sugi is a Kuf Tzadi, and the Sugi is Vada Miguf of Kuf Pegimel. The Kuf Pegimel is Mishum Shmuel, and there you need Mamash of Kriya. Whereas the Kuf Tzadi is Mishum Loigozu, is Mishum the Kiva's Drasha, and there you need there is Loigozu as a blanket rule. Or an almost blanket rule. I still have to explain that in the Kuda exactly, of why it still somehow it does require some element of Kriya, even within the Loigozu of the Kiva's Drasha.
Maybe there's an evidence coming from before that what Rav Nissim brings that the dam looks fresh.
Okay.
It's small. So if we said it's a tliya, so then it's not tliya of you because you could see it's ma'avad migufa.
How do you say it's ma'avad migufa? Maybe she just killed the machalas.
That's what you're saying. When it looks like you could see that it's v'reyach, it has a reyach of dam nidus. That's what he brings over there. So he says maybe if you would say that it's a tliya, so then it can't be tadok here. But if you say that it's like yosu or something, there was something because
I just didn't listen. Sorry, I don't remember that. So hopefully the Chil Chavon, and also the Chassam Sofer is not going to help us 100%. It still doesn't help us 100% with the Havona in why in Kuf Tzadi you need that element of Kliya a little, the possibility of Kliya. But at the Havona and the Chilak, I think it maybe gives. At least I thought it was a nice off tip. So after all that, then now I'm saying that there is no Hechreya. Oh, so what do I take out of here now? What I'm taking up is that even though L'chayra 98% of the Paisim in Kuftzadi are makel to say that it's a Moy Gozru, but that doesn't prove to me necessarily that the same 98% will be makel on Vada Yom Kufa. And now I don't have a hechrayah from Kuftzadi to necessarily be makel connected with L'chayra Roy Paisim in Kufte Gimel on Vada Yom Kufa, and it becomes a little shirty. On a Vada Yom Kufa, the question is what that door of Vada Yom Kufa is. According to Rambam, it's anyway not halachah ma'aser, or it's one of the Mashiach. But at least in Havana, I don't have a hechrayah connected those Roy Paisim. Those were present mice also didn't do it, though they didn't hold like a Mauritius Hagdar, because they were L'chayr saying Allah Hula mice. So the question is for that, can you be Samech on Mauritius Hagdara, but Seer of the Teir Shlomim and the Mil Tzedakha? That I didn't go into enough to tell you to say clear, to say clear.
Sure, that other
point
is misunderstood.
Those
who discuss even the use of
a tzirah,
it's only on the marriage itself
is something that's discussed. I'm saying if we can make a tzirah, can we make a tzirah of the Teir Shlomim and the Mil Tzedakah, who hold even Vada Gufa still requires a shir gris, still a gazru, but tzirah for the Maisha who says that you'll never really bring me a case that's considered Vada Gufa, Hagam, you're right, Rebbe Achanan did not learn like that, Rebbe Maisha.
Okay.
But Yashin
also
learned Rav Yashin, no? I don't know. Yeah, Rav Yashin also. That was out to be Rav Yashin by Rav Yashin. To be enough of a Vadali Gufa, the Nemo, there was a Rav Yashin to say that. The Indian to be.
I'm saying
he's coming off their ice. He's living there to come their ice. That's more than the crazy place in the sense. Because he said the neck is doing in the eyes.
I don't know. What's considered
I don't know if there could be different hadars in Indian, but Mardam Hargoshim.
Everything is
first
time,
Rosh
Hashanah, that they learned to show and going into the Tziru, but that is a matter of something.
Well, the Rosh Hashanah is Machta.
Yeah.
So it seems as if. I saw Rosh Hashanah brought both ways, but I think that probably the person who brought Rosh Hashanah. He's saying the same thing you're saying, which I think is Bukha. It could be there's a different Hagidara, Madari, Gufa, Le'inyan, Le'inyan saying Rav Dhamma and Maharagosha, that there is Le'inyan saying, I don't have a key of the cross. But I think what Maisa we can take out from the Paiskim, well, Hubble's what I think we still can do is we can say from the fact that all of the accepted Paiskim are matter b'zman hazeh up to 18 millimeters barach, to say that Mamela we can also take on that all those Paiskim should have to hazam that some of the Haithi Paiskim don't, but L'chayr, to be consistent, they all should have to take on also to be matar the other nafkaminas we said from Kuftzan, the Marshal Shachar. Hagam that our Paiskim were makar in Shachar. But Shachar L'chayr should be the same Havana as b'zman hazeh, and anyone who's matter b'zman hazeh should also have to be matar Shachar. Who had in the case where it goes over the colored stripe?
They or with
right, so I'm saying we don't have a chiluk in Mechalik there. According to this, all of the svaras we've thought of today, there's no more to Mechalik, and if we're going to take on the halacha that Bizman HaZeh you can be make up to 18 millimeters, Bizman HaZeh you can make on Shachar, you should be able to make on Shachar also. So I don't understand the place of Ramachar on Shachar, but I think we can say that from what we understand, that the accepted Havana is that it should be Matara Shachar. And should be matar on a colored stripe, and when you have a maratar together, the maratame, and l'chayra on whatever this undoubtedly gris yoser gadol. Now, and I don't understand the paradis reminding with the email who say this. If they're telling me a practical consideration that we're just going to come ahead about. Okay, I hear that, but it's hard to know because we're not Mechadish Zeir, so I can see this in Talmud. When do we say such a thing or not? I don't know. And what was the last one? And by Dam Shemitzar, L'chayr Dam Shemitzar also. Haskalah is a place we should be making with such a place.
Except for the emotion
that was not Mechadish. There's a Mechadish over the colored stripe, which I don't even. So first, I also thought that emotion was too cool. It's very Mechadish to say that it's that it's like gosu. It's such a thing. He's machmir. He says the svar of the Chavis Dasker is very mistaber, when the svar of the Chavis Dasker be'etzim is built on the fact that there's no key of the machilis, which has nothing to do with like gosu. But then, as you pointed out, if you read Rav Moshe carefully, it seems that Rav Moshe is only being chayshish for the Chavis Dasker lady tamei. So, fine. Agav. Just to, if it makes people feel bad to be meikul, even on vada migufa, just to say there are enough. The Rishon Zalman, Dayan Fisher, and Dayan Fisher were also meikul. Even on vada migufa.
Not just
as a tzur,
but
gam.
Gam.
So I have that in the tzur for the Rishon. They're basically passing the Teresh Lam. Seems Dayan Fisher and Rishon Zalman passing the Teresh Lam. I can find this inside. I suffer. No, not that I saw anyone bring. So I don't know where this comes from. This is what I saw right down. One of the high things was the shame night fisherman, dying fisherman for example. I didn't see anyone inside, not dying fisherman who shuns out the river. The fortunes of immersion are so dear. It's makeway, because the tshuva we were discussing what was machmir, the etzli would be machmir if you had that theoretical case. Because not only is makeway down, it could be another one. He said, because like Gosu. I don't know. Fine. Did I cover the main points too? You understand anything I'm saying? Okay, good. So I think we have pretty clear halacha ma'aseh and everything. So the vada migufa, I still have to say, I'm not 100% sure. Is when you have the Moshe, Rishon Zalman, and Dayan Fisher, seem to be meikel, but tziruf with passion. Lamashal, the Mil Tzedakah understood that you can, that there is no chiluk between Kuf Pei Gimel and Kuf Tzar. The Teresh Shlom clearly understood there's no chiluk between the two sugyas. The Kriyat Ezer goes there, but these svaras are all good in the Haiti Kapaisa. The Maisa is, though, if you go back, the Teresh Shlom and the Nosaka held as no chiluk. They were maker in both cases. The Chavis Das, the Crazy Placey, maybe the Sidre Tara, the Lechem Simla, they also held there was no chiluk between the Sugyas. They were machmer in both. And explained for the same reason, I was clear. The earlier Akrainim from 100, 200 years ago, they all seemed to understand there was no chiluk between Kuf Pei Gimel and Kuf Tzad. Either you pass them clear or you pass them like Gazu, and you're going to be consistent both ways. It's only within the Heidegger Paiskim the Reb Nissen and the Reb Moshe Matzkar had to make up these chalukim between the sugyas. That's what gets me back to my problem in Halacha Lamaaseh. If I didn't have the Heidegger Paiskim, I would say the Haskamas Paiskim is that the sugyas are equal, whether Lekula, whether Lechomer, and since Rei Ruga the Paiskim are making Kuftani, and Lechaira. The Tam's Mavur, so I should be making Kuf Pei Gimel also. I mean, you could turn around and say the other way, since we're replacing Kuf Pei Gimel on Machmer, you're not from Kuf Tzadi, but I think there's a very chlorum minhag, Gans Klal Yisrael, that a small kesem is mutter. There's much less of a minhag on Bala Migufa. So I think that when you have all the places in Kuf Tzadi, Betziur, a starker minhag oilum, I can say that the Kuf Tzadi is mutter, it's mutter like Gazu. So the halacha mice is like Gazu, and then I could be making Kuf Pei Gimel. The problem is the Heidegger Paiskim split the two sugyas, and I had svaras to say that you could maybe split the two sugyas, and so now it becomes difficult to know what to do. So I would still be naive to say that you could be Mekul, you could be Semach on Rav Moshe with Dayan Fisher, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Tarshan Mil Tzedaka, and Betzirov, the earlier Akrainim who all seem to be mashing the sugyas, but you do have a lot of Heidegger places, and earlier places were Machmer there, Kuf Pei Gimel. So I would have a hard time knowing exactly what Chassid is all about in that case. Avada Migufa, but then you, if nothing else, you can at least try to limit the Hagdara of Avada Migufa. Try to take at least a very strict, very limited definition of what's Avada Migufa. Even if you won't go Ad Kidei Reb Moshe, but maybe to take, say, what Reb Yosha was saying in the Hagdasha, to take that from Avada Migufa for us. I don't know exactly. I'm trying to make some kind of a pshar in the middle there. I'm trying to limit where you're going to be at. That's what I would be nice to say. Fine. So I think that that's, I in general not big into the shmuzim, but since it's Erev Kippur and it's the end of the first man or whatever, just give a little bit of something, whatever. And I don't know, maybe I wish I could worship this, but I was happy at this point. Now I'm taking the liberty of saying something, but first of all, I think we had a gvaldik this man. I think Joel had a gvaldik this man. I know I had a gvaldik this man. I think we all shtagged a lot. And just to give a little sequel to Hashkafas this man also, is that we're over the Fnei Yom Kippur, and it's hard not to say some different Muslim, the Erev Yom Kippur. And I heard once a gvaldik of art. I think it's a half of a gazak for something to think about it in Yom HaDin, Yom Kippur, which is the Gemara of Yom HaDin. Is that the Navi in Treyos and Malachi says, it's the Haftarah from Shabbos Agogu. He says, on the Din Loss of Lava, the Shavtim or Reisim, Ben Tzadik or Rasha, Ben Oivid Elikim Lasha Loy Avogu. He says, Loss of Lava is going to be a Din. When Mashiach comes, the Abish is going to dab Ben Tzadik or Rasha. Obviously, the Tzadik will be Yotze Zaka Bedin, the Rasha will be Yotze Chai Bedin. Ben Oivid Elikim Lasha Loy Avogu. Then between the Oyvah and the Kim Nashobai Avodah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Chagiga asks, the Pasuk's redundant. L'chayr, the Tzaddik is the Oyvah and the Kim, and the Rosh is Nashobai Avodah. Isn't that Pasuk? Tzaddik is the Oyvah and the Kim, the Rosh is the Oyvah and the Kim. So why did the Pasuk have to take poetic license to just repeat the same concept twice? So the Gemara, of course, answers that no, it's not the same concept. The Gemara, in my own words, says that no, this. It's a two-step din. First is a din bein tzaddik l'rasha. And the rasha is finished. Then within tzaddik there's a second din. And the Eibush is going to be done between a tzaddik who's oyved elikim and Rahman al a tzaddik who's not an oyved elikim. And I think that's something that we all have to think about. But Baruch, I think we can say, at least on a shidchiz level, we all are on chitzen is the tzaddik. We daven three times a day, we do mitzvahs, we don't do many big aveiros, we learn 10, 12, whatever it is, hours a day. Pashas, at least on a shechizdik level, we're tzaddikim. The question is, what's the second level? Are we tzaddikim because we're oivdei elikim? Or are we tzaddikim because that's what our wives expect from us, because society expects from us? Is it be'emes l'shem shemayim? Or is it for other reasons? Are we tzaddikim? Not necessarily because we're oivdei elikim. And I think that what the exact ha'idar of an oivdei elikim or an ein aloy avodah is, there can be lots of different pshata, and whatever, I'll leave that for now. I'm just going to say Rosh HaProkin, something to think about. I think each person can think about, of course you have to also think about, hopefully, if, are you really a tzaddik? But to think about, am I a tzaddik for the right reason? Am I an emissor oivdei elikim? What does it mean to be an oivdei elikim? Am I an oivdei elikim? And how do I become an oivdei elikim? If I'm not, everything's darbus, I have to increase darbus of tzidkus, and also to work very much on darbus of being an oivdei elikim. So I think that's something everyone can think about over Yom Kippur. Are we be'emes oivdei elikim? And if nothing else, so to go, before I paraphrase the Gemara, but for a little bit, Bein HaZman is coming up. And the ikur bein hazmanim is to rest up physically and mentally as preparation for the next month, which is a long 5-month winter's month. I'll Be'ez Hashem give a couple of days off in the middle, give a long Shabbos sometime in the middle of winter's month. But Be'etzim is the 3-week bein hazmanim has to carry us to most of the long winter's month. A hard winter's month would be doing the rest of some, we'll be doing this Be'ez Hashem. That's this winter's month. We'll need all our kaiches. So the ikur of bein hazmanim is to rest up physically and mentally for this month. But we're not going to not learn Bein HaZman, so what are we going to do? So a lot of people have their own projects, people want to see other things, or whatever it is. But, the Maisa, what does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara explain what's the difference between Oivid Elikim Asher Lo Yavodai? And we have to think the Amkus behind the Gemara, but the Gemara says that Asher Lo Yavodai is the one who's Chayzid Mishnah say Meir Palim, the Avodai is Meir Vachapalim. That's the famous Gemara, Reina David, Meir Palim, Chayzid Meir Vachapalim. And Chazar is something we all need. Then it's not, I think it's a good time. I think we could all use a good time. Nacha Chazar of the Sugis. And whatever time the oil is spending from the Bein HaZman for learning, I think it's a good idea to at least spend part of that time for a Chazar on what we already did. And hopefully next month we will also find time within this month to schedule Chazars. And we'll have to work on that. But I think one of the things we can do working on our Ibn al-Akim is figuring out how, fitting in Chazara, is figuring out how that is. One of the answers to Pasha Megahavon and how Chazara shows an emes of Ibn al-Akim is because someone who learns because it's gishmak, because he enjoys it, so he likes to keep learning new things. Someone who chazes, he's chazing because he understands that the Diyas of Torah is Rotz in Hashem. He's not doing it for his egin and gishmak, he's doing it because he understands that it's Rotz in Hashem. Actually, that's Avon of the other Nish. But it's the Tzushtel, the Gemara brings Chazara, Ben Zmanim. So the Shtag Ben Zmanim, the other will Shtag Ben Zmanim, and we'll have the Matzlich, the Bedin, and the Bein Kippur. And Bez Hashem, just to let him back on the beginning of next month, which will Bez Hashem be Aleph Chet. Even though it comes out on Thursday, comes on the second day of Shchad, which is on Thursday, so that's the last day of the week. But Pasha says, well rested, and those and caches, you can come back, either call, you can come back with a list of caches you had in the famous letter of Chazar, and we'll fight it on the first day as well.